Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to tell us more about options for your landscaping that you might want to consider.
Well, Tony, with the ongoing drought that we face here in the Lone Star State, it's so important that we do think about options. Xeriscaping is an alternative option for what we think of as traditional gardening. It helps cut back on the need for supplemental water that you'd normally get from irrigation, which can be a good thing when we have these ongoing droughts. You'll find xeriscaping is often promoted in areas that don't have overly abundant or reliable fresh water supplies. It's also a conservation tool. After all, we each need to do our part in order to conserve as much water as we can and do it in a smart way that makes sense.
So how's it different from natural landscaping?
Well, xeriscaping is different because it focuses on selecting plants specifically for water conservation. Naturally, these will likely also be drought resistant. Remember, native plants are an option, but xeriscaping is not limited to them. You want self-sustainable plants that require few resources.
What are the advantages?
Well, first and foremost, xeriscaping lowers the amount of water that's consumed. If you live in an area with water restrictions, you have some peace of mind knowing your landscaping will most likely survive. It's important to plan and design your xeriscaping project properly so that you can ensure success. And I recommend checking the website texaswatersmart.com.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.